Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 123. That's easy enough. Super excited for this episode. This is something that's been on my mind a lot lately, and I'm going to hop right into it. No fluff here. I will say real quick, seriously, to you guys, thank you. Thank you. You're so just amazingly kind and supportive of me. It's nuts. So I will ask to please continue sharing the podcast if you can. The numbers are out of control right now, and it's all because of you sharing the podcast, texting your friends, emailing it to your friends, everything. And that just makes my life. So thank you for that. And thank you also for all the ratings and reviews. If you can spare a minute to drop a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, it only takes a minute. Just give it a quick 5 stars, a 1 or 2 or 3 sentence review on why you're liking it. Hit submit, and that's it. And I will love you for it. It really does help the show grow. And that's everything to me. So thank you. Just wanted to take a minute and say thank you. But I'll hop into it. And I think this is something that I think is pretty practical, pretty real perspective for you. Like I said, it's something that's been on my mind a lot lately. And that's the fact that, you know, news flash, I'm 31 right now. 31 years old, but I guess I look 14. I act 14 sometimes. But, you know, I'm not exactly a fresh, young, spry chicken anymore, I suppose. And I had an amazing time getting here, for lack of a better word. Like, I had an amazing 20s, did a lot of great things, had a ton of fun, met so many great people, traveled a bunch, did some really stupid things, late nights, partying, trips, shenanigans, everything you would expect in your 20s. I had a lot of great success in my career as well. Super grateful for that. And now I'm at this stage where sometimes I beat myself up looking back, you know, because I'll be sitting there on my couch at 9 p.m. on a Friday with no plans to leave that exact position. I'll be like, man, my best days are behind me. I peaked in my 20s, and, you know, now it's all downhill. My best self is behind me. Do you know that feeling? I'm sure you could relate to this. It doesn't matter how old you are. I think you could relate to it. It could be you looking back at high school. You'd be like, ah, what a time. High school was the time. Such great friends and experience. It could be college. It could be your early 20s, your mid 20s. It could be your early 30s. There's always this temptation to look back, and you're just like, man, those were the days. I had so much fun. I was so happy then. I was so carefree then. Those were the good days. And I'm telling you, even as Mr. Motivation himself, like, I have those thoughts all the time. But, and here's how I've changed and what I want to talk about. Now I've grown to be super quick to shut them down, and I want to help you do the same. And I say this a lot, that I don't know you. I don't know anything about you. I don't know how old you are. I don't know what life stage you're in right now. But I want to tell you that I firmly believe that your best days are ahead of you, and that you're going to recognize that, and that they're going to freaking rock your socks off. Your best days are ahead of you. They're not behind you. They're not, you know, yesterday. They're not 5 years ago. They're ahead of you. They're today. They're an hour from now. They're tomorrow. They're this weekend. They're next year. They're 5 years from now. My best days are ahead of me. I firmly believe that. I say that all the time. And I'll tell you why I say that and why I believe it to the point of almost comical stubbornness. I literally think I'll be 70 years old and I'll be saying my best days are still ahead of me. Like, I really believe that so fundamentally. It's just really ingrained in me. It's how I see the world. And I think if you could borrow a little bit of that perspective, it can really, really help you. And, you know, I wanted to do this episode because, like I said, I've been having a lot of these tempting moments of doubt lately. It's summertime in Chicago. It's amazing. Like, this is why you live in Chicago. This is why you put up with absolute BS weather for like 9 months of the year. And I'm kind of like retired from going out in the social scene here. I kind of outdid myself the past couple of years, you know, just going out on the weekends, going to the club, flexing on the haters, popping bottles, not talking to models, that kind of thing. And I'm kind of done there. So it's summer in Chicago. Everyone's out. And I look and folks are having a blast. People are going out. People are out there with their boyfriends, their girlfriends. Their people are in their first year, second year of their job. They moved to a new city. They're excited. Things like that. And I'm just sitting here and I'm like, what the fuck, man? You know, I had it so good years ago when I first moved here, or years ago when I was just younger and in the city. And now I'm like, what happened? I want to go back. Those are the years. I want to go back. And it's when I keep hearing that phrase, I want to go back. I keep seeing it. I was watching Lost the other day, and there's that episode where Jack was like, we have to go back. We have to go back. Or, and then I was also watching Stranger Things season 3 this weekend, and there's a minor character who's like, I have to go back. Take me back. And, you know, because I think that's such a temptation to look back and want to go back, because in your mind, those are the glory days. Those are the glory years. That's as good as it's ever going to get. And as a result, you have those thoughts and you're kind of like, meh, kind of sad, pessimistic that the future is just the future, that it's filled with settling and adulting and just kind of a general lack of fun. And so you can kind of get down on yourself because of that. It's like this sinking feeling that your best days are behind you. But I'll tell you straight up right now that you're wrong. Homie, you're wrong. That with all due respect, but you're wrong. It's like in Talladega Nights where Ricky Bobby says, with all due respect, and then is just incredibly offensive. Like, and it's like saying all due respect doesn't mean you get to say whatever you want. And he's like, it sure as heck does. It's in the Geneva Convention. So, but seriously, I think you're wrong, respectfully, that your best days aren't behind you. You know, your best days are ahead of you. I know your best days are ahead of you. I know my best days are ahead of me. I mean, for starters, I just started going through puberty, and that's pretty great. Imagine once I reach my final form and my voice stops cracking, it's over for you bitches. You know, I'm still growing in that respect. So how could my best days possibly be behind me? How could they possibly be in the past? Kidding, obviously, but like that's how I see the past, the present, the future. It's first recognizing that hindsight is such a bitch. It really is. Hindsight, looking back, is rarely going to leave you feeling great about yourself. If you're looking back and you're comparing that to the present, you're always, 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 always going to find something that you had that you don't now, straight up. And then you're naturally going to say, okay, well, then it was better back then than it is now. And you're going to focus on those things that you had, people that you knew, experiences you had, parties you went to, trips you went on, and all that you don't have anymore. You know, you focus on what you had that you don't right now. You don't do it the other way around. Hindsight isn't saying, you know, I didn't have that, but now I do, and that's amazing. Nah, that's not how the human mind works. You focus on what you had then, but don't have any longer. So naturally, you're going to get down on yourself. Naturally, you're going to be like, man, those were the days. You know, personally, I'd be like, man, you know, me and the boys used to have so much fun going to Paris Club in Chicago on Saturdays, popping bottles. Now everyone's settled down and focused on their career or just slowing down. No one wants to do anything anymore. Or, man, you know, I used to have so much energy. I'd get up at 7 in the morning. I'd work out, go to work, go to dinner and drink, stay up until 1 or 2 or 3 on a school night and be fine. And now I'm like, man, tired. Or I remember how excited I was when I first started working in Chicago at an ad agency downtown. It was so exciting. The work, the commute to work. They gave me a sick BlackBerry. Beep, boop. You know, it was amazing. I was doing business. I was Case Kenny associate. And now it's like, oh, I got to go to work. Oh, another conference call, a meeting, a client lunch. Oh, geez. You know, I used to have it so good. I used to love going to work. Or relationships, you know, oh man, I used to have such a great relationship with such and such girl. We just got each other. We had such a great routine. We loved each other. We had each other's backs. And now it's like, well, all by myself, you freaking loser. You know, you used to have it good and you blew it. Like that's how my mind sometimes operates. It's actively trying to trick me into assuming that my best days, my best self, all lie in the past. Because, okay, yeah, there's no denying that those days were great. Those days were good, but I still believe that my best days are ahead of me. Can you relate to all of this? I'll ask you rhetorically, I suppose. Can you relate to this? Like, how many times have you turned to your friends and referenced the good days of the past, or the days when you used to be so much fun, or that you miss what you used to have with your ex, or that trip you guys all took, things like that. We've all been there. But I have these thoughts, and then it's here that I tell that mindset to really just kick rocks. And I've grown to no longer let those kinds of thoughts get me down, because I've replaced the temptation to think that way with almost absurd optimism about the future. You know, call it optimism, call it positivity, call it hope, whatever you want. That's what it is. It's hope, but it's not in an irrational way. It's all logical to me. And I break it down in my head and it just makes sense. For example, looking back and missing a relationship, you know, saying I had it so good. In reality, it isn't like the person that you miss. It isn't the person that you had it so good with. There's a reason it didn't work out. It's the routine with that person that you miss. It's the comfort from that you miss. Or looking back and, you know, envying when I was young in my career. It wasn't the job itself that you miss. It was just the thrill of newness, new coworkers, learning new things. Everything was new. That feeling is what you miss. You know, I miss the way that those things used to make me feel. And that's an important distinction. And I also realize that this highlight reel that those feelings represent and have created in my head, you know, it's a highlight reel of those experiences and trips and people and feelings is the reality is that that's always changing. A highlight reel isn't inherently built on past experiences. Okay. But next year, it's built on things that happened this year, and it expands to include it. So I realized that, and I realized that all those habits and people and comfort and happiness experiences that I envy so much right now, well, I'm inevitably creating new ones right now. So why am I hung up on the old ones? Why am I hanging on to those things like that's all I've got? Like I've got nothing else left in me. When in reality, I'm literally in the process right now of creating new highlight reels that a year from now, 2 years from now, I'm going to look back and be like, yo, this right here, these were the days. 2019, these were the days. And I've realized that. And when you realize that and realize what I know, it really changes you, that your best years, your best days, your best moments are ahead of you. In my mind, they have to be. They are. Because I've chosen to see them that way, and I've proven it to myself. You know, I've chosen to see today, tomorrow, next week, next year as amazing opportunities ahead, years filled with hope and possibility. And I've chosen to do that because the alternative, frankly, is just frustrating. It makes me sad. And if I can make a decision in my heart, in my soul, in my mind to see the future as better than the past, then I firmly believe that it will be that way. And it shouldn't take that much convincing. It's not a hard mindset to adopt and to live. It just takes a quick step back to realize this. To realize that if you just look at who you are right now, think about who you are right now, not your job, not your body, not your career, not where you live or what you own, any of that, just yourself, who you are as a person, you'll recognize that, of course, you've grown a ton. You've grown a ton since those, quote, glory days, since those days when things were fun and new and fresh, fun habits and people and comfort and all that. And if you're willing to admit that while also admitting or accepting or surrendering, better word, to who you used to be, you realize that this is actually incredibly exciting. That yes, okay, you've left behind certain people and experiences and phases of your life, but that should be so overshadowed by your personal growth that it doesn't bother you, because you're moving forward with just bursting hope in your heart, not longing for the past, not looking back, not sadness, not like reluctance, hope. And hope is an amazing thing. I've talked about it before, because hope makes you realize and embrace the fact that you simply are not the person you used to be. You're not the person you used to be. You're not the person who used to date that one guy or girl, person used to go out till 4 a.m, the person you used to be this way or that way. You know, you've grown beyond that in good ways. Growth is always, 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 always a good thing. You've grown. You've seen things. You've seen people. You've met people. You've learned things, new perspectives. You're simply not the person you used to be. You know, you've replaced the way you used to doubt yourself with more confidence. You've replaced the need to have everyone love you with a sense of peace. You've replaced the feeling of being lost in your career with more certainty, little areas of growth here and there. That's growth. And what caused that growth? Those very experiences you're lamenting and saying you'll never get back. Those habits and people and parties you're saying were the good days, where you peaked too soon. Those are the very things that have made you grow, that have given you confidence, that have centered you. And I think if you combine that realization with a sense of certainty that you're not done growing yet, that you have so much to prove to yourself and grow, well, that's going to take more experiences. And those experiences are ahead of you. Those are the good days. Those are the glory days, because your best days are ahead of you. That's like how I break it down in my head. It's like A squared plus B squared equals C squared or something like that. I knew that would come in handy someday. It comes down to personal growth and hope, and just an overbearing sense of certainty, a sense of hope that you have so much more growth inside of you. You know, just because you had great experiences behind you and you no longer have them, or you no longer had the body you used to have, or the people, or the trips you used to go on, or that first or second job, or that excitement of moving to the new city, doesn't mean you don't have anything now. Doesn't mean you don't have anything in the future. Hell no, you have hope. Hope and a sense of certainty that you have more potential. And potential is built on experience. So if you believe that, I promise you that more experiences are coming your way. Experiences that are just as rewarding, just as fun, just as exciting as the ones in the past. I think we all need to realize that. Realize that those experiences you're looking back at right now are the reason you've grown so much. Realize that you have so much more to grow, and that's because it's going to take experiences to do that. That your best days aren't behind you, they're actually ahead of you. And I think that should make you ridiculously excited. It should give you hope, so much hope, more optimism. And those are things you should never feel guilty about, never apologize for. Those are amazing qualities to live by, because they give you a sense of expectation for yourself that your growth is ahead of you, that amazing people, amazing experiences, amazing perspectives are ahead of you, that your best days are ahead of you. Certainly, be grateful for everything you've seen and learned and smelled and heard in the past, but I think we all need to let hope lead us. That when you do that, you'll come to peace with your past, certainly, the good, the bad, and you'll know deep down in your heart that everything that has served you in the past is going to serve you in the same way, in incredible ways, in the future. And that is hope, in my mind. And in my experience, there's nothing more powerful than hope. That your best days are yet to come. A sense of hope, smile, enthusiasm that points your eyes forward more often than backwards. You know, that is how life, I think, is meant to be lived. And it leaves you open to the beauty, the magic, the randomness of life. And, you know, even as a dude bro guy who personally also has a lot of work to do, hope is what opens your heart to the world. Hope that your best days are coming, that you're living them right now with each step you take. That makes you see the world a bit differently. It really does, because it frees you from the past. It frees you from a sense of guilt or envy. It frees you because it fills you with hope. Hope that you get to define where you are in your life with the outlook you have each day. You get to decide if you've already lived your best days and are now destined to just coast and live out the rest of your life, or if you've had some amazing times already, great friends, great experiences, but you get to create more because you've seen how much you've grown through them and you want more and you know you can grow more. That's it. You get to decide that. And I think that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And that is why I firmly believe that your best days are ahead of you. So that's it. I'll stop right there. Short episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you found some value in it. Again, I'd love if you'd share it with your friends, share it with someone to show them that, yeah, you've had some great times together, but the best is yet to come. I think this is always a positive message of hope that everyone can relate to. And also, again, as always, thank you for sharing. It really does help the show grow. Let me know what you're thinking about the show, topics you want me to talk about, feedback. I'm always open to everything. Just shoot me a DM on Instagram or tag me or like, comment, whatever. Just get my attention and I'll do my best to respond to you. That's @case.kenny on Instagram. So until next episode, I'm out.